Welcome to the Naked Wellness Podcast. As a qualified nutritionist, I'm here to strip away the nonsense and get down to the bare essentials of nutrition and wellness. Join us as we debunk myths, chat with top-notch experts, and serve up practical tips that will leave you feeling empowered. Get ready to uncover the naked truth about living your healthiest life. Let's undress. Welcome back to the Naked Wellness Podcast, and welcome back to week two of the 28-day Munchable March Mission Series. Guys, I'm getting so good at saying that without it being an absolute tongue twister. Honestly, it feels so good to be here and doing week two of this. I hope that you all had, I was going to say incredible week one, but honestly, I almost can guarantee that there would have been some really uncomfortable and quite challenging moments throughout it. Some real mindset blocks maybe might have been hit, or maybe you absolutely flew by the week and you're like, yep, I have just broken down so many walls. I feel like I've released so much. I've cleansed my wardrobe, feeling really, really good. If you haven't done week one, then I want you to go back and do week one. I have added the downloadable PDF file into the show notes of this episode as well. If this is the first episode that you're listening to, then of the 28-day Munchable March mission, the 28-day mission to help you conquer binge eating, I want you to go back and listen to week one. The reason why I say this is because it is a fundamental aspect of this journey to make sure that your mindset is in the right place to start challenging the food side of this journey, right? If your mindset is not in the right place and you jump straight to the food side, guaranteed it's not going to work and it's just going to leave you feeling worse off. So mindset is key. Make sure you have ticked off all of the weekly tasks or lessons of week one, and then we can move on to week two. Now, if you've done that and you've gone through week one and you're feeling great, then let's definitely dive into week two. So week two is all about the food side of this. And what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the food is actually starting to explore the role of nutrition, balance, and variety within your diet. So as you can see on your downloadable PDF version of this 28-day mission is that day one of week two is all about mindful eating. Now, I know this sounds cliche and people are like, yeah, I've heard mindful eating so many times before, but I am talking about slowing the fuck down. Honestly, we live in a world where we are so go, 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 onto the next task, ticking things off, doing things, and eating is just this next thing that we're doing. And sure, we enjoy it and we like it, but we're not mindful with it. And living in Japan has given me this newfound perspective on mindful eating, because the Japanese are so incredibly intentional with when they eat and their food. It's like this sacred moment and this really special time. They respect the food that's in front of them, which means that when they're eating, they are not doing anything else. They're not on social media. They're not walking and drinking at the same time. Like, they're present, fully present with the meal. I mean, they'll be present with the people at the table if they're eating with other people as well, but more often though, especially in Tokyo, there's a huge culture of just being just you and your meal and your food. And so many restaurants even have single seat booths for just one person. So interesting, right? And this is what I'm talking about, like actually being present with your meal, deep breathing, reducing your cortisol levels before you go into the meal, resetting your central nervous system, so taking some deep breaths. What are you about to have? What is the intention behind the meal that you're about to have? Is it because you're hungry and it's lunchtime? Is there emotional attachment to it? Like, what is that intention? And then whilst you're eating, putting your knife and fork down between each mouthful, slowing down, checking in with your body, actually recognizing what are the textures, the tastes, the aromas of this meal? Does it have a crunch factor, a smooth factor? What are you eating? Allowing your body to recognize that. Day two of week two is now starting to add carbs and healthy fats to every single meal you're having. Why I say these two is I feel like we are living in this world at the moment where protein everything. And yes, protein is so incredibly important. 100%. It is what keeps you full during your meals. It supports muscle growth. So many aspects of protein is just so important. But I feel like that's probably, for a lot of people, the one macronutrient that they get in fine. You know, you add your tofu, your chicken, your fish, your beef, whatever, right? But when it comes to carbs and fats, and especially for anyone who comes from a history of macro counting, calorie counting, restrictive eating, guaranteed at some point, fats and carbs have been that one thing that have been restricted. Ooh, let me break some news to you. Carbohydrates are the body's number one fuel source. Number one. When you cut carbs, you are depriving your body from its number one fuel source. it is not going to function the way that you want it to function. When I say it, I mean your body, sorry. And what I mean by this is you're not going to have clear thoughts. You're going to have so much brain fog. You're going to feel lethargic, fatigued, tired. Your reaction time is going to be slow. Your thinking is going to be slow in decision-making. To put this into perspective, your brain alone needs about 7 slices of bread a day worth of carbs for it to function at its optimal level. You need to be fueling your body adequately. You would never expect a car or your car to get you from point A to point B on an empty fuel tank. Don't ever expect the same from your body. Now, fats, especially for women and hormones, oh my God, are these important? Skin, hair, nails, hormones, there are fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamin A, D, E, and K, your body cannot absorb if you do not have fats in your diet. Fundamental part. Protein is what fills you up whilst you eat your meals. Fat is what's going to keep you full between your meals. This satisfaction levels that you're going to start to recognize and notice that you have now, having carbs and fats in every single one of your meals, is going to be day and night. Day and night difference is what you're about to experience. So every single meal, I want you to add a form of carb. So this could be potato, rice, bread, pasta, quinoa, couscous, whatever. Fats could be avocado, olive oil, nuts, seeds, dressings, cheese, dairy products. Great. Love it. Your meals are going to go from an 8 out of 10 to like an 11 out of 10. Guaranteed. Now, day 3 of week 2 is make a new recipe. I want you to challenge yourself. As humans, we are creatures of habit. We typically slot into this routine where we more often than not just reach for the same sort of foods because it's easy. We don't have to think too much about it. I want you to venture out. I want you to challenge yourself and make something that you've maybe never made yourself before. Let's try something new and exciting and fun. One thing that your gut loves is variety and diversity in your diet. So let's explore, let's expand the foods that you have, and let's try on something new, something that you're going to love. So make a new recipe. And day 4 is allow someone else to cook for you. The reason why I say this is because more often than not, if we struggle with our relationship with food, or you're coming from a place where you overeat or binge eat, you typically try and end up over controlling food, which makes you feel, or end up is you end up being more out of control around the food, right? And so this is where, by actually giving the control to somebody else, it's going to challenge you in a really, really good way. I want you to start to understand that by trying to over control the food, you almost end up more out of control around the food. When you can take it a step back and actually know that your body knows exactly what to do with the food that you're giving it, everything's going to be okay, and that your body's going to utilize it, you know, and start to learn and trust that you can have that variety, that diversity, you can balance everything out. When you start to let go of that over controlling of food, you end up taking back more control. So I want you to challenge this. Get someone to take you out to a restaurant that you don't know the menu of, maybe get somebody to cook you a meal. Just actually take a step back and fully embrace that and enjoy it. What are we up to? Day 5 now of week 2 is write down any restrictions. So throughout this week, obviously we've started to challenge a couple of things. The mindful eating, adding carbs and fats in is a huge one, testing out a new recipe, and also getting someone else to either take you out to a restaurant that you don't know the menu of, or cooking you a meal. So this means that over those past 4 days, you might have noticed that you've started to feel maybe some guilt or shame around some of the foods that you've had. Maybe you felt a little bit anxious and uncomfortable around some of the meals or the foods. I want you to write all of these down. I want you to actually start to recognize any of these subconscious restrictions that you're having. So maybe by adding carbs in to all of your meals, it makes you feel really uncomfortable and anxious, which means that for you, carbohydrates has been a restriction. Maybe by creating a new recipe, you know that, I don't know, random one, but maybe you're like, oh, I really want to make mac and cheese. But then your mind's like, no, we can't have that. What's the restriction there? Is it from the cheese sauce? Is it from the pasta? Like, where does your mind go? And let's start to recognize what those restrictions are. Sometimes we go through our days and we're like, that's fine, I don't have any restrictions. But when you actually peel those layers back, a lot of those restrictions are playing out subconsciously. We want to bring those to the surface and recognize them. So start to actually write down any restrictions that you have. Note section of your phone, totally fine. The more that you become aware of these, the more that you can then start to challenge them and take back that control. Day 6 is focus on your mealtime experience. What I mean by this, again, this kind of loops back into the mindful eating, but kind of on a different page in the sense of your meals, they get to be an experience. They get to be fun. But if you're just zoning out and scrolling on social media or watching a show or eating on the go, there's no experience there. You're not present with that meal and you're not actually recognizing what you're doing. And so this is where I want you to actually create it to be an experience. You know, sit down, have a placemat, have your cutlery, be present and embrace the fact that maybe if you're having a snack, you like to pair it with a cup of tea because that creates an experience. Or maybe, you know, you have a chair in the corner and you like to have your snack and read a book. Like, just create an experience out of this and allow your body to sit in the fact that it is so incredible what it does for you every single day. And by you showing up and actually giving it food, you are fueling it. It's a form of care and respect. And it's so amazing that you get to do that every single day. So create the mealtime experience. And then the last one for week two is actually starting to eat with an intention, which kind of loops all of this together, right? What's the intention behind eating? Let's say you've come home from a really stressful day at work and you're craving ice cream. Okay, cool. So let's say you were to go and have that bowl of ice cream. What's the intention behind it? Maybe the intention is that, well, I'm hungry. I feel like ice cream. That's what I'm mentally craving. So that's what I want. Okay, cool. Amazing. 100% go for gold. Eat the ice cream. Enjoy the ice cream. Maybe we got to add some like chocolate chip biscuits or some strawberries and some chocolate sauce and that to bulk it out to make it very satisfactory. Amazing. But let's say you've come home, really stressful day. You're craving ice cream. You ask yourself what that intention is. And you're like, well, it was such a stressful day. I feel shitty and emotional. And that ice cream is going to make me feel emotionally better. All right. So now we've picked up that the intention behind the ice cream is actually for emotional regulation. So then what you can go and do is go and do another form of self-care. You can go and top your cup up in whatever way that looks like. Have a bath, have a shower, wash your face, do skincare, call a loved one, brain dump, journal, whatever. Then you come back and revisit. Do you still feel like the ice cream? If yes, have it, enjoy it. If you don't, amazing. Move on to the next thing or the next part of your day, right? But actually having an intention and knowing what that intention is. Because like I said at the start, your intention might be that it's just what you want and that's fine. You get to honor that and allow that. But if there's another reason behind that, that maybe you can regulate emotions or do a trigger or something else instead before you go to the food, cool. Because that means you're the one in control and you're actually making the decision around the ice cream for a reason. If that makes sense. So that's week two, all about food, starting to challenge the mindset, beliefs, blockages, all of that, challenging, testing, incorporating new foods, bulking out those meals. And I'm so excited for you to start to do this because I cannot tell you how much more satisfied you're going to feel after your meals. Yeah, it can be scary. Yeah, it can be daunting. But I want you to remember that your body wholeheartedly deserves every single part of the food that you're giving it, the fuel that you're providing it. Like I said earlier on, you would never expect your car to get you from point A to point B on an empty fuel tank. So do not ever expect your body to do the same. That is our daily tasks for week two. As always, and I loved seeing so many of you send them over in week one, make sure that you come over and connect with me on Instagram. My Instagram is KJ Wellness with 3 S's, and I'm in my DMs. I'm chit-chatting with you all every single day. Some of you are sending me amazing voice memos and photos of the daily mission. Tasks that you're doing and achieving. And I love it. I love connecting with every single one of you. It is my pride and my passion. And we are getting closer and closer to Easter and we are going to start to keep prepping and taking back that control every single step of the way. Actually, you know what? That's another thing. Why don't we chuck some Easter eggs into our days this week? You know, how about a little bit of lunch dessert and that being an Easter egg or a couple of Easter eggs? Because yum, Easter chocolate tastes so much better than ordinary chocolate. It's just phenomenal. And I will never go another Easter missing out on the delicious chocolate that there is. So let's add that in as a little bonus one. I cannot wait to hear from you all. As I said, come over to my Instagram, chat with me. It's KJ Wellness with 3 S's, and I will chat to you next Monday for week 3. Until then, you take care. Bye.